Well, hello once again, and welcome back to our thought for the day on Proverbs 15, where we've reached verse 20. And before we read that together and see what God has to say to us through it, let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we pray now, Lord, for the wisdom and insight and teaching of your Holy Spirit, that you will show us the wondrous things of your law, and that you will show us how you would live, how you would have us to live our lives to your praise and glory. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 20. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Well, today we say hello again to Mr. Wise and Mr. Foolish, indeed to Mrs. Wise and Mrs. Foolish too, for the same thing applies to both couples. So to broaden the first half of the verse, a wise child brings joy to their parents. And we shouldn't be surprised, for such people are obeying the fifth commandment, as well as the New Testament teaching on it, both by Jesus in Matthew chapter 15 and by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 and Colossians chapter 3. And we can also see the first half of our proverb at work in the Bible. Think of the joy that Abel must have brought to Adam, Jacob to Isaac, Samuel to Elkanah. And in 1 Kings 1:48, we read of David's great thankfulness to God for the gift of his son Solomon. Now, of course, we're not suggesting that these folk were perfect people or perfect sons. They weren't, as the Bible's unvarnished truth very clearly lays plain. But if we are truly Christians, and should our parents also be Christians, then the best way that we can bring them joy is by living out and holding on to that faith which they have faithfully laboured to teach us. And therefore, for those of us who still have parents who are alive, this proverb should prompt us to search our hearts and to honestly ask whether we do bring them joy. But the verse continues, a foolish man despises his mother. Now, to despise someone is to think of them or treat of them as worthless, as beneath us. It's the very opposite of honour, which is to treat them as worthy, just because they are our parents. You see, our parents don't have to earn our respect. The Bible teaches us that we owe it to them. And in the Bible, think of the anxiety and pain that Cain must have brought to Eve, Esau to Rebekah. And we know all too well of the pain and more that Absalom brought to his parents. So let's be practical. How do we honour our parents? Well, it doesn't mean that we have to agree with them about everything. It doesn't mean that we necessarily have to live very close to them. Sometimes a little distance helps. But there are two things we can, and I believe should, do to honour this verse. First, we can thank them. We can let them know that we truly and deeply appreciate them and all the sacrifices they make for us. And second, when the opportunity and or the need arises, that we should provide for them, thereby following the example of our Lord in his provision for his mother, even as he hung on the cross. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. Proverbs 15 and verse 20. A wise man brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Let's pray. Lord, you instruct us in your word that we should honour our father and mother. Lord, we pray that we might not do it just out of instruction, but out of love. And mindful, Lord, of the love that you have shown us as your children, Lord, we pray that we might live out this biblical instruction with love and gratitude and appreciation, particularly to those parents whom we owe our teaching in the Christian faith. But Lord, we pray that we would indeed honour and respect our parents, showing them love and appreciation and provision as required, and that we would do it to your praise and glory. Amen.